Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm talking about Power Query. It's one of the most useful features of Excel and is available in Excel on both Windows and Mac. And if you've never heard of it, don't worry, you're not alone. Here's what Power Query does. It connects Excel to data sources, cleans up the data, and loads it into Excel. Simple as that. And it's free. Well, when I say it's free, it's part of Excel. It's not a separate app. It's not an add-in. It's a built-in feature of Excel. I always make that point when I'm talking to users, and I think it's because many people confuse Power Query with Power BI, which is a totally different application. Anyway, as I said, Power Query is used to connect to data sources and clean up the data. And I can imagine many users yawning at this point, thinking, "And why do I care?" Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you'll never have the need to use Power Query. And if that's you, that's absolutely fine. People use Excel in different ways. But if you work with data, and let's be honest, who doesn't these days, your life will be made easier by using Power Query. In the words of Microsoft, Power Query is a feature of Excel that's used to import, clean, and transform data. Now, whilst that might be technically accurate, for the average Excel user, that means absolutely nothing. Import data? Why would I need to do that? Clean data? What's that all about? Transform data? What does that even mean? Let me explain with a simple scenario. Imagine you work in the finance department of a company. Although, having said that, Power Query isn't a finance thing. It's an Excel thing. As I said, if you work with any kind of data, you'll find Power Query useful. Back to my scenario. One of your responsibilities is tracking employee expense claims. And to do that, you have an Excel file that contains every claim for the current year. I'm going to call this file your expenses dashboard. Every Monday morning, your boss sends you a CSV file. And this file contains the expense claims for the previous week. You open this file in Excel, because Excel can open CSV files directly. Again, this is just an example. Even if you don't work with CSVs, no problem. Power Query can work with data from several different formats and sources. You select all the data and hit copy. Then you open the other Excel file, the dashboard file, the one with all the claims for the year. You scroll down to the end of the list and paste. Now that's a very manual process. Power Query's import feature, also known as Get Data, can automate that process down to a few clicks. However, that's not the end of the story. The data that you've just pasted in from the CSV file, there are some duplicate rows that need removing. There are some blank rows that need removing. There is a column of text entries that need to be converted to uppercase. There's dates that aren't real dates. They're text entries that look like dates, but they need to be real dates because, as they are, it's going to cause problems with sorting and filtering. And there are numbers that are actually text entries that look like numbers. Fixing all those issues is what we mean by data cleaning. But we're still not done. The employee name column needs to be split into two columns, first name and surname. And some columns from the CSV file need removing as they're not required. And a new column that indicates if the claim requires approval needs creating. That's going to be based on the claim amount. These are examples of data transformation, changing the structure of the data. Eventually, the data is ready to be loaded into your expense claims dashboard. But the whole import, clean, transpose process has taken nearly an hour. And you have to do that every single week. Does this sound familiar to you? You might not work in finance. You might work in sales or HR or marketing. You might even have some non-work related data that you work with that you have to import and clean and transpose every week. But the concept is the same. Copying and pasting new data. Manually tidying it all up. Week in, week out. And that is where Power Query comes in. It can automate the entire process. Import, clean, transpose. Once you've set up your query, as it's known, the following week, when you get a new CSV file, it's just a case of opening the dashboard file and clicking the refresh button on the ribbon. And through the magic of Power Query, not only does the new data get imported from the CSV file, but all those clean and transform actions are performed. You have a totally automated import, clean, transform system. So that's the theory. How does it work in practice? You go to the Data tab in Excel and click Get Data, and you'll see options for different sources, files, databases, and so on. Having said that, the Windows version of Power Query supports a few more data sources than the Mac version. So, using my expenses CSV example, you select From Text or CSV and select the CSV file. This file might be on your desktop or your downloads folder or wherever. It doesn't actually matter. Power Query shows you a preview of the data. Now, we're already doing better than just opening the CSV file directly. As I said, you can open a CSV file directly in Excel, but quite often, Excel guesses what sort of data is in each column, and that leads to issues such as dates being converted incorrectly, for example, the day and the month swapped, or long numbers changing format or losing the leading zeros, or IDs like an employee ID or a customer ID being treated as numbers instead of text, or decimal separators not matching your regional settings. Excel applies formatting as soon as you open a CSV, whether you want it to or not. And that's why, instead of opening a CSV directly, it's safer to import it using Power Query, because you control how each column is interpreted. So at this point, you either load the data into the worksheet or you click Transform Data, and this opens the Power Query editor. And the Power Query editor is where all the magic happens. It's where you'll be able to clean your data, reshape it, transform it. Every change you make gets recorded as a step. So you remove a column, that's a step. You change text to uppercase, another step. You split a single column into multiple columns, a step is created. These steps are displayed in a list on the right-hand side of the Power Query editor. And here's the clever bit. You can go back and edit those steps. You can delete them. You can reorder them. You can rename them. So you've got a complete audit trail of everything you've done to your data. What I love about the Query editor is that it's so easy to use. Whether you need to remove duplicates, split a column, combine data from different files, unpivot data, which basically means turning data that looks like a pivot table, data that's been formatted for humans, if you like, rather than for analysis, turning that back into a standard multi-column list. Whether you need to convert text to uppercase or remove extra spaces from the beginning or end of text. Whatever you need to do, you'll probably be able to do it with a couple of clicks using the buttons on the Query Editor ribbon. Having said that, there are limits to what you can do with the buttons on the ribbon, which is where M comes in. M is a programming language developed by Microsoft. And when you click a button on the Query Editor ribbon to clean or transform the data, so remove duplicates, split a column, convert the case of text and so on, and Power Query creates a step, what it's actually doing is writing an instruction in M. So for most users, you don't actually need to learn M. The ribbon buttons will get you pretty far. But with M, you can perform more complex transformations. If you're interested in seeing what M looks like, by the way, click on the Advanced Editor button on the Power Query ribbon, and you'll see the M code that's been generated from your steps. To a non-programmer, which is probably 90% of Excel users, it can look intimidating at first, but it's actually pretty readable once you get used to it. So, is Power Query worth learning? Well, for anyone who regularly deals with data that needs cleaning or combining, it absolutely is worth learning. It's one of those features that actually saves you time, rather than just looking impressive in demos. The Mac version will probably never be completely equal to the Windows version, but even with the missing functionality, it's still one of the most useful things in Excel if you work with data regularly. And if you are a Mac user and you want to learn more about Power Query, I will at some point in the not too distant future be releasing a course. In fact, depending when you're listening to this, the course may have already been released. So I'll put a link in the show notes for anybody who's interested. Thank you for listening, and if you've got questions or comments, please submit them via the contact form on the exceltrainer.co.uk website. Or if you're listening to this via the website, you can post them into the comments section at the bottom of this page.